A battle that spares no weapons. This is how the Syrian military operations looked like in the southern province of Daraa. As the Syrian armed forces pushed towards the region that foreign-backed insurgents have for long had under their control.
We are putting new tactics into action using very tight maneuvers as the terrorists entrenched in this town have thermal, anti-armor missiles and tanks, so we have to deprive them of these advantages.
After hours of artillery and shelling of the area, it was time for the infantry and the tanks to move in, and hours of face-to-face lethal combat ended with the Syrian army regaining control of the town.
Our orders were to take the town at any cost. From this town, all the supplies for insurgents came from the nearby Israeli-occupied territories and Jordan. And from here, we can cut off supply lines and separate insurgent groups in Daraa from those in Ghonitra and Damascus countryside.
The battle for the town has ended, but the military operation is still going without a break. The Syrian military operation aims at ending an insurgent attempt to create a de facto buffer zone south of Syria to separate the Syrian army from the front line with Israel. And many think that this effort by the Syrian military is backed by Iran and Hezbollah in face of the militants who have long benefited from Israeli and Western support through Jordan in that area.
This is the primary school of Deir al-Adas, of the town of Deir al-Adas in Daraa province to the south of Syria. This school was one of the main headquarters for foreign-backed insurgents who were in control of this town. The Syrian army has regained control of this strategic town that connects three Syrian provinces, Daraa, Damascus countryside, and Qunaytira. And for this reason, both the foreign-backed insurgents and the Syrian army had great interest in maintaining and gaining control over this town. The Syrian army hopes to launch a wide-scale operation from this town into other parts of southern Syria, where it will turn the tide against the insurgents who have been claiming gains in the southern parts of the country for the past few months. Ala Ibrahim, Press TV, Daraa.